Welcome back to Foreman and Wolf on Food and Wine. I'm Tony Foreman.
And Chef Cindy Wolf.
And you've never had Enzo's mom's agnolotti, have
no,
you?
No, I'm sorry to say. I wish that I have.
So when you go to their hotel and you go to that dining room in the hotel, it's super old-fashioned.
That's so great. I love it.
Fifth generation or something. The hotel, the current one's been there since 1890s. His mom is close to 90. She still comes and makes a limited number of agnolotti with a helper, with her buddy,
who I think
is like 82 or 83.
Oh, my goodness.
And her secret is it's in the forced meat. She uses some pig liver as well as some of the other pork meat.
I'm sure they're perfection.
And they are. She doesn't see that well, so they're really not that well shaped.
Who cares? Nobody cares.
But the dough is amazing, the
forced
meat is amazing, and
her sauce is amazing.
I mean,
I want to go there right now, really
upsetting.
Yeah, friends of mine are leaving for Italy tomorrow, and I'm just like, I wish I could go. And it's so exciting that it's truffle season. They're going to have a great time, but that is interesting to hear him say that the lack of rain at the end of the summer has affected
their... The season's tight.
I wondered, because I haven't had very many purveyors approaching me about white truffles, so that explains that. It's good to talk with him.
You know they'll be at that restaurant Bovio.
Oh, that, yes.
That place always gets...
What a great place. All right.
That's
here we go.
Crazy stuff. And that I love.
yes.
We have one more grower with us this morning, or this afternoon, I should say. Rosalba Vitanza from the County Classico Zone in Italy. Tenuta Vitanza and La Paternia are the wines that she makes. Rosalba, are you on the line?
Hi, guys. Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Rosalba. How are you today?
Hi. Very fine. And you?
Good, thank you. We're having a beautiful day here. How's your harvest going?
Oh, the harvest, the picking is finishing, but the real work just started because, you know, after harvest, you have to do everything to make sure that the sugar become alcohol and the wine burn, the real wine. So the real work starts just now in the cellar. And it's going very good. You know, it's a very great, great vintage. I'm doing this since 20 years. And believe me, it's the best ever I ever had.
Well, that's exciting.
We can hear your smile.
Yes, exactly. All the way from Italy.
Would you take a moment and let people know what it is that you grow, what you produce, the wines that you make?
Yes. I'd love to. So first of all, let me make a little bit correction. My area is Montalcino, it's not Chianti. And the wine I produce is Brunello di Montalcino. So it's a little bit different from Chianti, but still a very good wine, in my opinion. And I produce Le Saturnia. Let me tell you something about this. Hello?
Yes.
I'm
listening to you. You said, let me tell you something about this. So tell me something about this.
Oh, sorry. I always talk too much. So if
Not at all. Interrupt me, please.
No. You can talk about good Brunello di Montalcino all that you want.
Oh, yes. So if you see my label, the label of Le Paturnia, it's four or five women in the label. It's very nice. And I choose that label because Le Paturnia in Italy means, you know, women in the mood, you know, I can say. So if you look at the label...
So excuse me. So there is a message in that bottle.
Yes, of course. I'm a woman. Don't forget it. We always have some message. You know?
Yes. I don't think anyone listening will forget that you're a woman, Rosalba.
We do have a message. I'm with you, Rosalba.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. So, this is about the label, but let's talk about the Brunello. For the ones who doesn't know what it is a very particular wine, and it's one of the three most important wine in the world, I can say. Brunello, Amarone, and Barolo, no? It's the most expensive, the most good, the most. So I'm very proud to produce, to have the opportunity to produce this wine, because, you know, be known as a winemaker of the Brunello means, you know, you already, you know, have the way to heaven, because, you know, lots of work beyond, but, you know, the Brunello, just to give you an idea, to be ready needs 5 years. So this fantastic vintage 2015, you will be able to taste in 2020. So a lot of work behind.
And so why is this harvest so much better than the previous years? How is it different from 14, 13, 12, 11, 10?
I think we had the perfect time. I don't know in the yes. I have my daughter is, you know, tell me the right English, because my English is not so very good, sorry. But the perfect weather, the perfect, you know, the perfect storm, I can say, you know, the perfect, everything was perfect. The raining in the perfect time, the sunshine and the perfect, you know, perfect July, perfect June. And, you know, combined with the excellent soil of the Brunello, it's a very, I don't know, we've been very lucky with this vintage. I just taste this morning some of the wine to be, because they are not wine yet, and the color is so great, it's so dark, it's that very, 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 very good. I'm very, very happy.
Can I ask you, what is one of your favorite dishes to have with a Brunello?
Brunello is a complicated wine, so it means two kinds of stuff, or a complicated, you know, dishes, so a very great meat or pork, very well cooked, you know, like, I can tell you, I can say some names, and I can give you
Please.
Some recipes if you want it.
maybe just the
I
names?
Like
The recipes would
yes.
be great, but I...
For example, this morning, for lunch, because for me, you know, we have some hours late, I prepared pork with herbs, and I cook it for 3 hours in the oven,
mm-hmm.
and with roasted potato and... I had the Brunello at lunch, and me, my daughter, and my mother-in-law, we finished a bottle. So
very good.
You
That's
know,
appropriate for a digestion of roast pork.
You know, I have a mother-in-law that really likes to drink. That's the problem.
It's a good mother-in-law.
Now, if I can ask you, well,
I'm kidding.
Are you kidding?
No.
No, I'm not kidding. She really likes the wine. She's 94 years old, and she really likes wine.
If she's 94 and she wants extra glasses of Brunello, she should have
Always.
Extra glasses of Brunello.
Yes, of course. Of course.
So, outside of Brunello di Montalcino, in Tuscany, what is your favorite other wine that's produced?
But, what I produce in my estate or around...
In your estates.
The area.
Your estates.
Oh, my estates. I produce different kind of wines. So Brunello, Brunello Riserva, or Chianti, for example. I produce a super Tuscan named Quadrimendo. You know, it's a family joke. Let me tell you this: it's a family joke, because when I met my husband, he was really tremendous. So I thought, maybe I had to invent a name, and I invent Quadrimendo. So this is four times, not three times. So I have a super Tuscan that I really like to make, because it's made with Merlot, and I love Merlot. So what else? You know, in Tuscany, we have lots of different wines because the soil is so different. Even in all my vineyards, you know, I have a very different soil. The soil combined with the weather, it's the key for, you know, a very good wine. Thanks God, you know, I am in Tuscany, so I'm lucky.
Very good.
Is there a wine that you admire most from another place in the world that you think about sometimes when you make wine in Tuscany?
I really like wines. I can tell you some of my favorites. I have, I like, for example, Amarone from north of Italy. But I have lots of friends in Napa Valley, I can tell you. For example, Far Niente, I don't know if you know the estate. In Napa, it's one of my favorites. They do a very great job. They are very good in the cellar and also in the vineyards. I really like good wines, you know, well-made, not, you know, too much wood. And I like the winemaker that respects the grape, you know, don't add stuff, don't use too much wood. The philosophy behind, you know, the wine.
If someone is traveling to Montalcino, what should they see besides Le Paternie? What should they see?
Oh, they have to come.
Where should they
eat?
Where should they? Very good.
They have to come to visit me. But Montalcino and Tuscany has a lots of wonderful places, you know, and we have a lots of history and historical stuff. And first of all, we have very good restaurants. So I think. No.
Is there one restaurant in particular?
Is
there one restaurant in particular you would suggest?
My address. Give them my address.
We'll put it up on the website for the program.
Okay.
So, Rosalba, thank you very much for coming on with us.
Thank you for talking with us. For
taking time out of your Sunday.
Thank you for calling me.
I've tasted several of the wines. I love the wines and happy to support them and excited when the 15s come.
Okay, thank you. But okay. I hope I will hear from you sooner because, you know, Brunello took 5 years, so don't forget.
I have to get my 10s. I have to get my 2010s. Thank you so much for coming on.
Very nice talking to you.
You too.
Enjoy your Sunday.
Take care.
Bye-bye. So that was Rosalba Vitanza from... Le Paternie in Tenuta Vitanza in Montalcino and in Chianti. They're two estates. So
you can just feel the life coming from her. I mean, yeah, I can imagine how amazing her wine is because of her own spirit.
I think she had a pretty good lunch.
Well, that's nice.
One.
Good.
Which,
and that, I'm glad she did.
And that also made me hungry, thinking about the
I know. I just
slow roasted
Italy
pork
right
with the
now.
Herbs and,
and, sounds
and the Brunello.
Mm-hmm.
That's nuts.
I might have to make something like that for dinner tonight. That
and I
good.
And I aspire to be the 94-year-old that wants a second glass of wine at lunch.
For sure, indeed.
There's no question.
It's apparently the secret to success or long life, right?
All right. So 1 minute, Cindy Lou. What are you cooking?
Oh, I don't know. I hadn't thought about it. I thought instead I'd answer this man's question.
Oh, please, answer
the
man's question.
So Nelson asked to recommend an oyster recipe. Preferably for baked or steamed bivalves. He said something simple. And my suggestion is, once you've opened the oysters, and of course you always want to keep the liquor in the shell as much as possible, just a very fine breadcrumb with a little bit of butter, maybe a little bit of fresh thyme, black pepper, or you could even add a little bit of finely chopped browned off bacon and roast those in the oven. That could be a pretty good... He wanted something simple, so I think that would be a good
that
way to start.
That sounds pretty darn tasty.
Okay, so maybe I'll make some of that later.
Well, thanks so much for listening to Foreman & Wolf on Food & Wine. I'm Tony Foreman.
And Chef Cindy Wolf.
And we'll see you next time on WYPR.
Enjoy your Sunday.